Yesterday, and towards the end of the Afir Alef on the Beis, that the Gemara is making the cheshbon of the 70 years between the first Beis Mikdash and the second Beis Mikdash. Golas Bavel lasted for 70 years, so the question that the Gemara is dealing with, or the mistake, at least, that Belshazzar and Achashverosh they were making was that where do you start the 70 years from? Do you start from the beginning of when Nebuchadnezzar became a king? Do you start from when he actually sent Yehoyakim completely, when he completely knocked Yehoyakim out? We said that there were two separate periods about that. First, in the second year that Nebuchadnezzar was the king, he attacked Yerushalayim and he took Yehoyakim, and Yehoyakim was now underneath Nebuchadnezzar. After that, he sent back Yehoyakim to be the king of Yerushalayim, but it was under the Roman rule. And that lasted for 3 years. And then, after those 3 years, Yehoyakim rebelled against Nebuchadnezzar. And so Yehoyakim was just a king without being underneath the rule of Nebuchadnezzar. After those 3 years, Nebuchadnezzar was able to conquer him again. So then Yehoyakim was completely knocked out from being the king. But after that period of time, so Nebuchadnezzar sent Yehoyakim, who was the son of Yehoyakim, he sent him to be the king. And that lasted only for a short period of time. After that, he sent... but at that time, when Yehoyakim was sent to exile, at that time, many thousands of people were also sent into exile, and many Kalim from the Beis Mikdash were taken to Rome. But there were still the regular simple people were left over in Yerushalayim, and he allowed Tzidkiyahu to be the king. And that lasted for another period of another 11 years. So the Gemara is dealing with that. You see, there's different times when you could begin to start thinking, when should the 70 years start? So Belshazzar felt that you should start from when Nebuchadnezzar became the king, which was very early on. The Gemara says that was his mistake. Achashverosh made a cheshbon from when Yehoyakim was killed. When Yehoyakim was completely sent to exile, which was...
The same name, right? Father and son.
Yehoyakim and Yehoyachin. Oh. Yeah, it's very similar, yeah. They were sent to exile. I'm not sure exactly if you look up in the psukim there what it says there, but it means he was completely knocked away from being the king. So that happened in the 8th year that Nebuchadnezzar was the king, was that's when Yehoyakim was sent to complete exile, and thousands of Yidden were also sent into exile. This, again, we're talking about the Chorban Beis Mikdash Harishon. That's what we're talking about. So that happened the 8th year, and then after 11 years of that, so then that was when the complete Beis Mikdash was destroyed, right? So it was a period you count, either you start from the year that he became the king, or you start from year number 8, or do you start from year number 19. That's what the Gemara is going through right now. So the Gemara says that Belshazzar made the mistake, and therefore, once he realized that, once he thought the 70 years were up, he took out the utensils of Beis Mikdash and he started using them, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to take revenge against them. Now what happened was, is that afterwards, Achashverosh made a cheshbon, and he added another, like we saw yesterday, he added another, see what the Gemara says, he added another 8 years till he had the cheshbon of that the years already up. Then Achashverosh took out the kelim of the Beis Hamikdash, and then he was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to take revenge. That's up to right now. That Bo Satan, which is 3 lines up from the bottom, Bo Satan Rikad Beinem Bahargaz Vashti. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that Achashverosh was using the utensils of the Beis Hamikdash, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent down the Satan, and that's when Vashti was killed. Perfect. Gemara, Vashapir Chashav. What do you mean? Achashverosh made the correct cheshbon. Says the Gemara, Iunami Mitatahi. He also made a mistake. He should have counted the years from the times that Tzidkiyo was killed out, and that was much later on. Perfect. The Gemara, safe, Kama Batsirin. If you're going to count until the end of when the Beis Mikdash was completely destroyed, when Tzidkiyo was sent to exile, so how many years do you need to add on? You need to add on Chatzah. You need to add on. You need to add on another 11 years. Says the Gemara, Ihu Kama Malach. How many years did Achashverosh did he reign? Arbesa, he lived for another 14 years. So, in fact, the Gemara, if that's true, Bar Beisa Didei Ibay Lelamivni Beis Migdosh. If that's true, that they're only lacking 11 years in the Cheshbon of Achashverosh, Achashverosh was the king for 14 years. So sometime within the 14 years, the Beis Migdosh should have been rebuilt. Alamaksiv, and yet the Pasuk says in Ezra that Badim Batelus Avedis Beis Lekod Dibu Shalayim, that the Pasuk says that they did not start, the Pasuk continues on and teaches us that they did not start building the Beis Migdosh until the second year of Daryavash Hasheni, who came after Achashverosh. If Achashverosh was the king for 14 years, and so within those 14 years, the 11 years for sure should be up. That even though we made a cheshbon of all these years, but they weren't complete years. Meaning that when we're saying that Nebuchadnezzar reigned, let's say, for 8 years, and then Achashverosh reigned for 14 years, they weren't complete years. It could have been 13 years and a month. Nebuchadnezzar could have been 7 years and 2 months. So the only way that it ended up being a complete 70 years, that was only until the time that Daryavash Hasheni came around, and when 2 years that he reigned, that was the time that the 70 years were up. Tani Nami Hachi, we go to the top of the Amid, we learn like this in Abaisa, Ba'it Shon Acheres of Bavel, Ba'amid Daryavash Vashlima, there was another year that was needed for Golas Bavel, and when Daryavash Hasheni came along, he completed it, and the 70 years were up, and the Beis Hamikdash began to be built. Even Daniel made a mistake with this, with calculating the 70 years. The Chassid, like the Pasuk says, "Bishnas achas lamolchei ani Daniel binoisi b'svarim." That Daniel was trying to make a cheshbon with the years. So the Pasuk says, "Binoisi b'svarim." He had to analyze and he had to check into the calculations to try to figure out when the 70 is up. So the Gemara explains, and the fact that it says he had to examine, he had to analyze what was going on, must be that he originally made a mistake, that the 70 years, he thought the 70 years were up, so he had to be nice, he had to figure out what's going on, he had to analyze the cheshbon again, and he recalculated. But the Gemara is bothered by it, but we have a steer on the psukim, ksiv malois lebavel. One pasuk says that the Beis Hamikdash is going to be rebuilt 70 years from the beginning of Golas Bavel. Uksiv, and there's another pasuk that says l'char Beis Yerushalayim. The other pasuk says that it's going to be 70 years from the destruction of Yerushalayim. So what is it? Is it from the beginning of the Roman rule, or is it from the time of the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash? Amarava l'pkida ba'almo. The Gemara says that there were different cheshbonos of the 70 years. There was a 70 years that began from when Nebuchadnezzar became the king. That was when they started to build when Koresh, who was the king, the Persian king, gave permission to build the Beis Hamikdash. So that took place 70 years after Nebuchadnezzar came to be the Roman king. Whereas the actual building of the Beis Hamikdash, that took place 70 years from the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. So there's two cheshbonos of the 70 years. One is when they actually got permission, but nothing actually happened, even though they got permission, but things were stopped along the way. And when they actually built the Beis Hamikdash, that came many years later on. So in one way, you could count 70 years from when Nebuchadnezzar became the king. Another way you could count 70 years is from the actual destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. Says Zigmar, behind the chsiv, this is what the pasuk says, Koy amar koyish melech paros, the pasuk says that Koresh, who was the Persian king, he said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted him to build the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim. So this was Koresh actually gave permission, and this happened much earlier on than the actual building of the Beis Hamikdash. They received permission, and then things came to a halt that they weren't able to continue building the Beis Hamikdash.
Right.
Because it's confused. It's very confusing. What are we talking about? When should you begin? You find with Moshe Rabbeinu with the 40 days,
yes, exactly.
All those things. How exactly
do you begin?
Right, exactly. Oh, so now we're still finishing up yesterday's off. Dorish Rav Nachman by Rav Chisda. Ma'idach Siv Koyamar Hashem LaMashikoy LaKoyish Asher Kechzachti BiYameinu. So the pasuk says that a Kodesh Baruch Hu spoke to Mashikoy, to his Mashiach, to his anointed one, and it seems to be that it was referring to Koresh, because the pasuk says Koyamar Hashem leMashiachoi leKoresh. So it sounds like that the anointed one, the one, the Mashiach Hashem, is Koresh. Luchi Koresh Mashiachoi, was Koresh the anointed one? says the Gemara, no. The way to read the pasuk is like this: El Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu the Mashiach. Hakadosh Baruch Hu spoke to His Anointed One. Koyvel ani lecha al Kurish. I'm very upset at Kurish. Ani amarti hu yivne beisi v'kabitz galutzi. I said, I told him that he should be the one to build my home. He should build the Beis Hamikdash, and he should gather everybody from exile. V'hu amar. And yet, what did Kurish say? Kurish just said, mi v'chem mikol amay v'yal. Kurish was not involved. Kurish just gave permission. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upset at Kurish. I told you that you should be the king to build, and you should be the one to bring everybody back from exile. So the fact that you just gave permission, that's why I have tainus on you. And he was kovel. He was very upset at Kurish. That's why the pasuk reads, Kayamar Hashem l'mashichai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to His Anointed One, l'Kurish, about Kurish, that Kurish did not rebuild the Beis Hamikdash. He only gave permission. Zakti Gemar. Now again, we're going to be going through Psukim in the Megillah. So it says like this: Chayil Paras Umadai Hapartamim. It says by the story of Achash, the king with Achashverosh. So he had the Chayil Paras Umadai the Partamim. So the Gemara says like this: Uksiv Lemalchei Umadai Ufaras. So it starts off. It sounds like that when you have the Partamim, how do they translate the Partamim in English? What? No, the Partamim. Chayil Paras Umadai Hapartamim. How is this translated?
Nobles.
Yeah, okay. So the nobles. Okay, so the Gemara is bothered by like this. The Gemara is bothered by that. It seems to be that the noblemen were from Madai. That's the first pasuk. So Chayil Paras Umadai Hapartamim. That the Partamim, the noblemen, they were from Madai. Uksiv L'malchei Madai Paras. And yet the next pasuk says that the kings were from Madai. So were the noblemen from Madai or for the kings from Madai? Amarava, Esnuye Asibadadi. It was really, there was an agreement between the Persians and the people from Madai. They made a condition. Iminon Malchi, if there's a king from amongst us, Minaichu Ifrichi, then from you should be the noblemen. The Iminaichu Malchu, and if from you there's going to be a king, so then Minon Ifrichi, then from us the noblemen should come. So they joined together, the two kingdoms joined together as a unit, and they said, if from you there's going to be a king, then we'll be the noblemen. If vice versa, then we're going to be, then whichever one was going to be the king, the other one was going to be the nobleman. Says the Gemara Vayta, Bahar Oyse, the pasuk said, Bahar Oyse, Oyse, Kvay Malchusai, that Achashverosh was showing off the wealth of his Malchus, Amar B'yose Barchanino, Melamed Shalavash, Big Day Kahuna. It's a reference to that Achashverosh put on the Big Day Kahuna. Why? Because Ksiv Hacha, Yikar Teferis Kudulasai, Uksiv Hasam, Lachavidul Sefaris. The same way it says when it's in the parshas that deal with the Big Day Kahuna, it says, Lachavidul Sefaris, and over here it says Yikar Tefaris Kudulasai. So that's a reference that the way he showed up was that he put on the Big Day Kahuna. The pasuk Megillas Esther says Vemlois Hayamim Eila at the end of those days. Rabbi Shmuel does Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel. Chad Amar Melech Pikeach Haya. One man Amar says that Achashverosh was a very wise king. Vechad Amar Melech Tipish Haya. The other man Amar says he was a very foolish king. Man Amar Melech Pikeach Haya. Shaper of it. Why? According to the Mandamer, that says that he was very smart because he did something very smart. What was that? The Karev Rechika Bereisha. First, he invited all the people which were very far away. He told them to come first to the party, and then afterwards, that he invited the people that were close by. Why is that? Because of Nei Masa Kol Emes the Bay Mifayisu. Because the people that are very close, then he could always appease them at any given time. So it was very smart that he first invited the people which were very far away. Man Damer Tipish Haya, and the Man Damer that says that Achashverosh was a Melech Tipish, why is that? It would make sense if you make a party, first you make a party for the people close by. The Mar Debei Hanach, Hani Havikaimi Badei, because if the people that live far away decide to rebel against you, at least you'll have the people that live close to you to help you out. So it would make that, so it was a Tipish. He first invited the people that were far away. Famous Gemara here, Sholu Talmidim es Rashbi. So the Talmidim, the students, asked him, Shem Bayechoi, if they man the sky, who say name shall Yisrael, Shem Bayechoi, Adar Kliya. Why is it that the Chacham, why is it that Klai Yisrael is Mukhiyiv to be destroyed in the times of Achashverosh? So Achashverosh really had a right and there was a real decree against Klai Yisrael. So what did Klai Yisrael do wrong? Omer Lahem, so Rabbi Shem Bayechoi said back to them, Imru Atem, you should say a reason. What did Klai Yisrael do back? What did they do wrong? Omer Lahem, the students said back to Rabbi Shem Bayechoi, the reason why Klal Yisrael is mechuyev to be destroyed is because they had a no, they took pleasure with the Suda of Achashverosh. So he said back to them, Im Kain Shabashushan Yahargu, Shabakala Ilam Kulai Al Yahargu. At that time there was only a Suda took place in Shushan. So if the reason why there was a Gzair against Klal Yisrael is because they had Hanah from the Suda of Achashverosh, then only the people that came to the Suda should actually be killed, but the rest of the world should not be killed. Amr Lai, so they said back to him, Amar Ata, okay, so you, Rav Shimon bar Yochai, you should say the reason. Amr Lahem, so Rav Shimon bar Yochai said to them, Mepnei Sheshtachav El Tzelem, because they bowed down to the Tzelem, they bowed down to the Avodah Zarah. And because they bowed down to the Avodah Zarah, they were Mechuyiv Misa. Rashi says that they bowed down to the Avodah Zarah in the days of Nebuchadnezzar. In the days of Nebuchadnezzar, when he was still the king, Klal Yisrael bowed down, and this way, there was a taina against Klal Yisrael. If that's true, that the reason why the Gzeir was against Klal Yisrael is because they bowed down, so then why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu perform a miracle for them? Why were they saved? Amr Lahem, so Rav Shimon bar Yochai said back, when they bowed down to Avodah Zarah, they only did it on the outside. But inside, they did not want to be bowing down to this idol. They did not. They were not interested. They just said they were forced into doing it. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu le'asa imam elo lefnim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu only placed this zera externally. But eventually, they were saved. But on the outside, the outer appearance looked like they were going to be destroyed. The same way the outer appearance looked like they were actually bowing down to this idol. That we understood that they were not actually doing this from their heart. It was only coming from Misaf al-Khutz. It was only external that they were bowing down. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also only placed this Zera externally. So the Pasuk said, Bachatzar Kinas Beis HaMelech. So the party of Achashverosh took place in the Chatzar and the Ginas Bisan HaMelech. So the Chatzar is the courtyard, the Gina is the garden, Bisan HaMelech. Says the Gemara, Rav Shmuel Chad Omar, Haroi L'Chatzar Chatzar. The one that was befitting to come into the Chatzar, into the courtyard, came to the courtyard. Haroi L'Gina, L'Gina, one who was befitting to come into the garden, came to the garden. Haroi L'Bisan, the one who was befitting to come to the Bisan, how do you translate Bisan? The palace. The one who was chashev enough to come into the palace, he came lebisan. He came into the palace. B'chad Omer, Hashivam b'chatzar. The other man number says no. Eventually, what he started to do is he started to place his guests in the courtyard. Leyachsikasim, but there's not enough room in the courtyard. So then, therefore, begina. He started to bring people also into the garden. But for leyachsikasim, there was not enough room in the garden. Atshech nisan lebisan until he even brought them into the palace. Leyachsikasim. Then there was enough room for everybody. Says the Gemara Masisa Tana, we learned in the Braisa, Yeshivam Bechatzer, he originally placed them into the courtyard, Upasuch Lahem Shnei Pesachim, and he opened up two doorways of the courtyard. Echad the Gina, one doorway went to the Gina, into the garden, Ve'echad Labisan, the other doorway was opened up into the palace itself. So the Pasuk says, Chur Karpas and Schelus. So by this party, they had Chur Karpas and Schelus. My Chur, what does Chur mean? Says the Gemara, Rav Omar, Chari Chari. Rashi explains that they place different mats down, different types of things that they could lay on that had holes. Very, very chashev type of mats. Shmuel Omar, Milas Levana. Shmuel says it was a type of wool that was very white. White wool. Yeah, so that's why it says, Machlek is over here, what's the Taich of Chur? Is the Taich of Chur a Lashon Chori, like you find that it can mean like holes, like Churei Rishut Sarabim, you find that Erevim means like holes? Or does it mean Lashon Chivor, Lashon of white? So that's Machlek is over here. Rav says it's Lashon of Chori Chori, which is small holes, that this mat had small holes. Shmuel says it was white wool. Mila Savana Hitzilahem, he placed with them this white wool. The pasuk continues on that there was also karpas. What does that mean? Amir b'yisi bar chanina, karyim shalpasim. It was pillows of very expensive wool. So the word karpas is a compound word. Kar, pas. Karyim, which is a pillow of pasim of this expensive wool. Al glile chesef, amude sheish, mitay zav, a chesef, that it was on this glile, this was on silver and amudim of sheish and mitay zav, a chesef, tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, Aimer, Rabbi Yehuda explains, Haray lekesef kesef, one who was befitting to have silver received silver. Haray lezav zav, one who was befitting to have gold had gold. Amr leib nechemya, if that's true that they divided it based on how chashev you were. Imkain atamatal kina besuda. If some people are getting silver, some people are getting gold, so then you're causing people to be jealous by the suda. says the Gemara, must be the pshat like this. Elohim shel kesef v'ragleim shel zav. What happened was that everybody received the same thing, but that the actual thing was made out of silver, but the base of it, the bottom of it, that was made out of gold. So everybody received the same thing, just part of it was silver, part of it was gold. Bahat v'sheish, what does that mean? Omer of Asi, avonim shemeskoytetais abaleim, types of stones, precious stones, jewels, that the owner, when they're trying to get it, they go and they search for it, they scratch it, they have to pull it out of the ground. It was very expensive types of stones. Like the pasuk says, Avnei Nezer misnoisos al admasai. The expensive stones that you have to try very hard till you get them. Misnoisos a lashon of misayin. The dar v'secharis was also dar v'secharis. What does that mean? Rav Omar Dori Dori. Rav says that it was rows of jewels that they had lined up there by this party. Shmuel Amar Evan Toiva Yesh B'Krach Hayam was an expensive stone that they have in the far out cities by the sea. V'Dara Shema, and the name of this stone is called Dara. Hashiva Be'emtsa Suda, he placed it right in the middle of the party. U'Me'ir Lahem Kutzaraim, there was so much light that came out of this stone that was lighting up like the afternoon. The Beir B'Shmuel Tana Shikara Dror L'chol Balei Sayer. What it means, Dar, means that he said that anybody, any businessman was able to take off of work. He called it was an off day. And that was the excitement of the Sudas Achashverish. V'ashkoyis b'chlei zah b'kelim mikelim shayim. The pasuk says that he let them drink from gold kelim and also from kelim mikelim shayim. What does that mean? Shayim? Similar pasuk shat means that many different types of kelim. In fact, the Gemara Meshunim Mibayle should say very different types of kelim. Amar Rava Yotze Basko v'amar lahem rishayim kolum pnei kelim. The original people, Belshazzar, they were killed out because that they drank from the kelim of the Beis Hamikdash. Va'atim shayim behem, and you're just repeating over what they did. That means the kelim, mikelim shayim, that you're also using utensils of the Beis Hamikdash. So it doesn't mean that they have many different types of kelim, but it means that you repeated over the same mistake that Belshazzar did when many years ago. The pasuk says, "V'yein malchus rav." There was a tremendous amount of wine. What does that mean? Omer rav, malamet shekal echad ve'echad hishkeu yain shegod lohimenu b'shanim. Every single person received a bottle of wine. They got to drink wine. The wine was older than them, aged wine. V'ashesiyah chados. What does that mean? My kados. What does it mean that it was done, that the drinking was kedin? What does that mean? Omer avchana mishum rav meir kadosh shel teira. It was like the din of teira. Ma dosh shel teira achila meruba mishtia. The same way the teira says you're supposed to eat more than you drink. Af sudase shel oisar rasha. So to the suda of the rasha of achashverish achila meruba mishtia. There was more to eat than to drink. The pasuk says ein oines. What? Usually to drink more. Right. That was the chiddush. Kadosh shel teira. With Kedash Shal Teir, you're right, Anachanami, yeah. Ein Oines, the pasuk says that nobody was forced into it. Omer Abulazar, Melamed Shekal Echad Ve'echad, Hishkeu Yain Medinasar. That Achashverosh served everybody the types of drinks that they come from. I just made a Shalom Zacher a few weeks ago, so I went into the shop, I went to the wine store, I went to buy a bottle of schnapps. I'm not a drinker. So I had to ask the guy, what type of schnapps should I buy? So the guy asked me, are you having Chassidim or are you having Litvak? Because if you're having Litvak, you should buy a bourbon. If you're having Chassidim, you should have whiskey. That's what he told me. So that's the Gemara saying over here also. That depends. Everybody wants to have the Medina where they're coming from. Oh, Zakti Gemar Vaiter. Laseis Kitzoin Ishva Ish, that they wanted to do the Rotzen of Ishva Ish. Who's that referring to? Amar Rava. Laseis Kitzoin Mordechai Vahaman. Achashverosh wanted to do the will of Mordechai and Haman. Mordechai the Siv Ish Yehudi, when it says Ish the Ish, so we find that Mordechai was called Ish. Where? By Ish Yehudi. Haman was called the Ish when it says Ish Tsar Ba'ayir. Zaktig Mor Vaite, the pasuk says, Gam Vashi Amalka Osasa Mishlenoshim Beis Hamalkus. That Vashti made a Suda in the Beis Hamalkus, in the home of the king. Zaktig Mor Beis Hanoshmi Ba'ayle. That Vashi should make it in the home of the women, not in the home of the Malchus. Amar Rava, the Rav explains, famous Gemara here, Shneim L'Dvar Aveir Neskavnu, they're both Achashverosh and Vashti, their intention was for Dvar Aveir, Hainu Damri Inchi, this is what people say, Ihu Bikari, if you have a man who likes big melons, big squash, how they translate it? It's squash, huh? Pumpkins, okay. So the itzay, then the wife is going to be bibitzuni, then the wife is going to be with the small pumpkins, but they're both from the same min. So the fact that Achashverosh, his intention was to do an aveira, so his wife's intention was also to do an aveira. The Gemara is going to explain, we'll see soon. Bayem ashvikatev leiv hamelech bayoin. It says on the seventh day, when Achashverosh's heart was already filled up, was already good with wine, what does that mean? Fakti Gemara, otu ad hashto loitov libay b'chamra, took 7 days till Achashverosh's heart became toiv with wine. Amarava, so Rav explains like this, yem ashvi Shabbos haya, yem, the seventh day of the Suda was came out on Shabbos, she saw oichlin v'shoysin, when it's the time when Klai Yisrael normally eats and drinks, and maschilim b'divrei Torah, they start speaking words of Torah, b'divrei teshbachis, they start singing smiris, al oidei chachavim, but when it comes to Gaim, she'oichlin v'shoysin, when they eat and drink, ein maschilim ela b'divrei tiflis, they start, they're involved with stupidity, v'chem b'sadasi she'oisa rasha, so too when it came to that Suda of Achashverosh, they also, they're involved in Divrei Tiflis. Halalu Aymrim Madayis Nois. The people that came from Madai, they said that the women from Madai are the most beautiful. Valalu Aymrim, and the people that came from Paras, they said Parsiyas Nois. They said the women from Persia are the most beautiful. Amalam Achashverosh said to them, Klish Ani Mishamish Boy. The wife that I have, the utensil that I use, which is, he's referring to his wife, ain't a lay Madai, but lay Parsi, she's not from Madai, she's not from Parsi, Ela Kasdi, she's from Kasdim. Ritzain from Lereisa, do you want to see how beautiful she is? Amr lay. So they said back, in, yeah, we want to see her. Ublvat shetehea ruma, but she has to be completely undressed. And the Mepharshim explained, because they said that there's no, if she would be wearing clothing, so then it wouldn't be a raya how beautiful she is, because it could be the clothing is what's making her beautiful. They were arguing in the actual beauty of a woman. So Blavat Shatei Ruma, she has to be completely undressed. And the Gemara explains the reason why, this is what the people said to Achashverosh, was to pay back Vashti. The Gemara explains, was Midah Kneged Midah Shebe Midah Sheadam Moideba, the way a person acts, Moide Nloy, that's how Kadosh Baruch Hu acts back to him. Malamet Shehoisa Vashti Harusha, Mivia Benois Yisrael, that Vashti used to take the daughters of Klai Yisrael, the Yiddish Meidlach, Mavshitan Arumais, and she would undress them, Bo'oisim Behem Malacha B'Shabbos, she would make them do work on Shabbos. Hainu Daksiv, this is what the Pasuk says, Achar Dvar Me'elik B'Shei Chamas HaMelech HaChashoyish, Zachar Vashti Veis HaShem Asasa, Veis HaShem Egzar Leo. The Pasuk says that after, when Achashverosh became sober, so he remembered what, he remembered Vashti, and he also remembered Veis HaShem Asasa. He remembered what she did, Veis HaShem Egzar Leo, and what he was Geizer, what he decreed upon Vashti. And the Gemara explains that what he remembered was, when it says, Veis HaShem Asasa, what it means, Kishem Shem Asasa, the same way what she did to the Bnei Yisrael, Kach Nigzar Aleho. That was decreed upon Vashti. Oh, so the Gemara explains like this, and Pasta continues on, Megillas Esther, Vatimoin Hamalka Vashti. The Malka, that the Malka Vashti Hamalka decided to refuse. She didn't want to come when Achashverosh asked her to come. In fact, the Gemara Mechti Pritzusa Havei. Vashti was a, she was a part, she was very, she had a lot of priestess inside of her. She was interested in this Aveira also. The Amar Marsh named the Dvar Aveira Neskabla. We just said a minute ago that her intention was also for Dvar Aveira. So my time, Aloya Soy. So if that's true, so how come she didn't come? That we learned that she came down with Saras at that time, and that's why she didn't want to come. Masnisa Tana, and a Braisa we learned, Ba Gabriel, Ba Asala Zonov. How do they know it's Saras? Rashi says, Rashi brings down the Yushalmi. You see the third line down from the top? Rashi says, V'yolp Yushalmi, Me Asher Nigzar Aleha. Says Hashem Nigzar Leho Ksiv VaYeshev BaBayis Achoshes Mitzoyer Ki Nigzar MiBeis Hashem Mala. It says Loshem Nigzar. So Mala on Saras Afkan Saras. So it's a Gzeir Shel we're learning out from Gzeir Gzeir. Oh, Zaktig Mor Vayter VaYikseif Hamelech Ma'od. So Achashverosh got very angry. Zaktig Mor Amai Dolke BeKuli Hai. Why did he get so angry? Just because she didn't want to come, it's so gefelach, it's so the end of the world. Amarava, so Ravik said that Shalchulei, because she sent back a message to Achashverosh, Bar Ahirirayo the Abba, you are the stableman of my father. Abba Lekabel Alpha Kamra Shasi Veloy Ravi. My father was able to drink tremendous amount of wine and he didn't become shikr. Vahu Gavra, and you Achashverosh, Ishtati Bechamre, and you become shikr right away. Miyad, as soon as Achashverosh heard that, Vachamosei Baraboy, so Achashverosh's anger started burning inside of him. And at that time, Vayomer HaMelech HaChachamim, Achashverosh called out to the Chachamim, Man Chachamim, who are the Chachamim that he called to get advice from? Zakti Yomar Rabbanon, it was the Chachamim that we called the Chachamim, it was the Rabbanon, the Talmid Chachamim. And Yoidei Yitim, when the Pasuk says there are people, they were the Chachamim that know the times, She Yoidim, La'aber Shonim, Klal Yisrael has the Chachamim that they know when to make a leap year at the Likvei HaKadoshim and when to establish the months. Omer Lahu. So the Achashverosh said to them, Dainu Hali, do the paskin for me. Tell me what I should do with my wife. Omru, so they said, the Chacham said, Hey Chinavid, what should we tell him to do? Neimalek Chatla, if we should tell Achashverosh to kill his wife, Lamachar, what's going to happen tomorrow, Pasikle Chamra, he's going to become sober, Ubay Laminon, and he's going to be upset that we told him to kill his wife. Neimalek Shafke, to tell Achashverosh to leave his wife alone, Kamazazla Benachusa. And then we're being mezalzel, we're belittling, we're embarrassing his malchus. Because if this is what the queen said back, we have the shasta deserve some type of punishment. So what should we do? So they decided to tell Achashverosh like this. Omru loy. So they said back to Achashverosh, Miyayim shachar beis migdash, from the day that there was a churban beis migdash, v'galino me'artzeinu, and we were exiled from our land. Nitla eitzam mimenu, our advice, any intelligence that we had was taken away from us. V'ein anu yoidim lodun dina nefashas. And we can't paskin when it comes to killing somebody. We can't paskin. Zil legabe amoin umayiv, we should go to the nation of Amoin and to the nation of Mayav, the Yasib, the Chayu. They're living in their place. They're never exiled. Kikamra the Yosef al Duradayo, like wine that is sitting upon the sentiments, the shmarim of the wine, meaning that the wine is together with the grapes that it came from. And the Gemara explains the timer Umberlay, and they actually said something which made a lot of sense. So Sid, like the Pasuk says, Shana Mayov min Urav, the Sheikitu al Shmarov, Lehurak Miklia Kli, Ubegail Lehalach, Al Kain Omer Timer Boy, Verechle Nome. The Pasuk says, the Amin and Mayav, that since they were never taken, they were never removed from utensil to utensil. They always stayed within their land. So then, they never lost their smell, and they never lost their flavor, because they always remained in their place. So Miyad, as soon as the Chachamim said the Achashverosh, Miyad, so the Pasuk continues, V'akarav Eilof, Karshana Sheisar Admosa Sarshish. So he went to take advice from Karshana Sheisar Admosa Sarshish. What's that? Talking about Omer Blevi, Kal Pasuk Zeh Al Shum Karbonus Nemar. The whole Pasuk is a reference to the Karbonus. Nemar Karshana. The reason why the Karshana is a reference to Karbonus, because the Gemara explains, Omer Malachi Ashos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Malachim said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Hum Hekrivu Lefanecha Koyim B'nei Shana. Were they ever makriv these Karbonus within the year, when these animals were less than a year old, Kederach Shekrivi Yisrael Fanecha, the same with Chai Yisrael, was Makriv Karbonus in front of you? Sheisar, and the Pasuk says Sheisar, it's a reference to Karbonus again. Kulam Hekrivu Lefanecha Shtei Tayrin, were they ever Makriv for you the two birds? They never did such a thing. Admasa, when the Pasuk says Admasa, Kulam Banu Lefanecha Mizbeach Adama, did they ever build for you the Mizbeach, which is called the Mizbeach Adama? Tarshish, when it says Tarshish, Klum Shimshu Lefanecha Bebigdei Kuhuna, did these Goyim, did they ever serve you with wearing the Bigdei Kuhuna? The Chsibahu, Tarshish V'shoyim V'yashvei. Like the Pasuk says, by building the Mishkan, there was Tarshish. So these Goyim don't have this skus. And the Pasuk says, Meres Klum Mirsu Bedam Lefanecha, did the Goyim ever mix blood in front of you the way the Kohen Gadol had to mix the blood? Marsina Klum Mirsu B'menachas Lefanecha, did they ever mix the flour and water together, the way Klal Yisrael did? Memuchan, when the Pasuk says, Memuchan, Hum Hechinu Shulchan Lefanecha, did they ever prepare the Shulchan in front of you? And at that time, the Malachim were already trying to stand up for Klal Yisrael, and eventually that's what happened, that Memuchan gave the advice to kill Vashti. This was in the schus of the Taina of the Malachim, that the Malachim, that the Klal Yisrael has the right to be saved. So the Pasuk continues on that even though he took advice from many people, but yet, the one who actually gave the advice was Memuchan. The Gemara explains, Tana, Memuchan ze Haman. Memuchan was Haman. V'lama nikra shemay Memuchan. Why was Haman's name Memuchan? Says the Gemara, Shemuchan leperonis. Memuchan means that it was prepared for peronis, that things, that peronis are going to happen. Amr of Kahana, Rav Kahana said, "Mikan shehed yet kaifetz b'roish." We see that the Haman, who was considered the smallest advisor, he was the one that gave the advice. And from here we learned that a hedyet is always kaifetz b'roish. Somebody who's small, he likes to jump and to say things first. Somebody who's wise would realize that if you're younger, if you're smaller, then you should wait till other people speak before you speak. The pasuk continues, Leos kolish asayir b'beisai, that they sent out the message after when Haman told Achashverosh to kill Vashti, and we have to send out a letter that every man has to be the leader of his home. So Amar of Kahana, this was the first letter that was sent out. Amale igreis harishaynos loy nishtayir misaynem shayisrael sarit ve'upalit. The reason why Klal Yisrael actually was saved was because of this first letter. This first letter was such a silly letter. Amri, people, when they see this letter, they said, "My hai, what's going on? My hai the shadulun. What are they sending us a letter, a message? Liyos kolish sayir beveisai, that every man has to be the leader of his house. Pshita, of course, every man is the leader of his house. Afilu karcha beveisai." Padashka lehave, even like a person who is a very simple person. Karcha probably literally means bald. How they translate it? Karcha bevese. Rashi says. Right, there's a Rashi by Padashka. That's a pocket v'nakid. Okay, it's fine. It means it's a reference to even the simple person. Even the simple person. What? The weaver? Okay. Karko? Interesting. Okay. Okay. Which Rashi?
It says Rashi.
Which Rashi? Not Rashi here. Oh, that Rashi. Okay, very good. So that weaver, even a weaver in his house, is always in charge of everything. So they made. So because of that, they started laughing at the letter that Achashverosh sent. B'yafkid HaMelech Pekidim, that Achashverosh sent out messengers to go bring all the nairis, all the girls to his house. He wanted to choose the queen. Amar Rav Maidach Sid, the pasuk says, Kol Orem Yaseh B'das Uksil Yifresh Ivelas. The Gemara explains like this. The pasuk means, Kol Orem Yaseh B'das Zed David, Dachsiv, Vayayim Ruloi, Avadav, Yivakshul Adoni HaMelech, Nair Basula. That's a reference to David HaMelech, that he only asked for one Nair. He said, I don't need all the girls to come to me. I just want one girl. I want one Nair. So at that time, when people heard that David HaMelech was only looking for one wife, and was only looking for one girl, so people said, Kol man, Dehavale Brata, Ayayse, Nehaleis. Anybody that had a daughter brought their daughter to David, because maybe their daughter is going to be the one. But if Sil Yifrei Shivelis, that's a reference to Zach Ashverish of Sil V'Yavkin HaMelech Pekidim. He sent out many messengers, and all the girls had to come. So Kol Man the Havale Brata, anybody that had a daughter, Itmer Minot, they wanted to hide from Achashverosh, because they were just concerned that Achashverosh was just going to be together with them and then just throw them out, so that Achashverosh was just going to be mechalal all their daughters. Ish Yehudi Haya B'shushan Abiro. And the pasuk says Ish Yemini. It says that it was Ish Yehudi came from Shevet Yehuda, and also is Ish Yemini. He came from Shevet Binyamin. Maika Omer, says the Gemara. What the Gemara is bothered by right now is that it says Ish Yehudi Haya B'shushan Abiro Shmoy Mardechai Ben Yar Ben. Ben Yair, Ben Manasseh, Ben Kish, but it says the whole lineage, but it doesn't go all the way back. So the Gemara is bothered by that. My Kamer, Ili Yichusa Kaasi, if he's coming to say the Yichus, Liyachse V'Azo Abinyamin, so it should go all the way back to Binyamin himself. Ela Maishna Hani, why do we only specify these ones? That it says Ben Yair, Ben Shimi, doesn't go all the way back to Binyamin. So the Gemara explains, Tana Kulon Al Shmoy Nikru. It's not a reference to the Yichus, rather it's a definition of who Mordechai was. Ben Yar, when it says that Mordechai was called Ben Yar, he was called the Ben Shehayer Einem Shel Yisrael B'Tfilosan. He was the one that lit up the eyes of Klal Yisrael with his Tfilah. Ben Shimi, when it says that Mordechai was called Ben Shimi, was the Ben Sheshama El Tfilosa. He was the son that HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to his Tfilah. Ben Kish, Shehikish Al Shari Rachamim, he is the one that banged on the gateways of Rachamim. V'niftuchulai, when he knocked on the gateways, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered, HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened those gateways. Kari le Yehudi. So now the Gemara is bothered by that. The pasuk calls him a Yehudi. That he's from Shevet Yehuda. Almo Yehuda Kasi. Must be he comes from Shevet Yehuda. V'kari le Yemini. And also says that he was a Ish Yemini. Almo mi Binyamin Kasi. It seems like he also comes from Shevet Binyamin. So how is that so? Says the Gemara. Omer of Nachman. Mordechai Muchter Benimuse Haya. That Mordechai had many beautiful names, and this is not a description of which Shevet he's coming from, rather it's just that he had many, many different beautiful names. Amar Rabba Bar Bachana, Amar Bishul Ben Levi, Ovid Mi Ben Yamin, Ve'imai Mi Yehuda. He has a different shot, that he was, on one hand, he was Ish Yemini, another hand, he was Ish Yehudi. Why? Because he was Ish Yemini, because his father came from Shevet Ben Yamin, and he was Ish Yehudi, because his mother came from Shevet Yehuda. Rabbanan Amri, the Rabbanan say, Mishpachas Mizgaris Zubazu, the different families used to argue with each other. Mishpachas Yehuda Emeris, the family of Yehuda, they would say, Ana garim de misalad Mordechai. I was the one that caused the Mordechai at Tzadik was born. Like Katlay David l'Shimi ben Gera, because David, who came from Shevet Yehuda, did not kill Shimi ben Gera, and Mordechai was the descendant of Shimi ben Gera. Umishbachas ben Yamin Amra, and the Shevet ben Yamin, they would say Minoy Kasi. The Maisi, he comes from my Shevet. So they were arguing who was the one that has the privilege to say that. That Mordechai came from them. So on one hand he was Ish Yehudi, and on the other hand he was Ish Yemini. Rav Amar Knesset Yisrael Amar Leidach Yisa. That the Klal Yisrael would say the other way. Re'u Ma'asa LeYehuda U'Mashilim LeYemini. Let's see what Yehudi did to us and what did Yemini pay us back. Ma'asa LeYehuda, what did Yehudi do for us? The like Katlay David LeShimi, because David did not kill Shimi. The Yisraelit Mina Mordechai the Mikni Bei Hamon. Because when David did not kill out Shimi, so eventually Mordechai was born, and that was he was the one that got Haman all upset at Klal Yisrael. Umashilim liyamini, and how did the Shevet Binyamin pay back? Loikotla Shaul Agag, because Shaul came from Binyamin, did not kill out Agag. The Yisraelit mina Haman the Mitzar liYisrael, and because of that, Haman came about, who was the one that eventually started causing pain to Klal Yisrael. Okay, we'll stop here.